Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting second. The center fielder, George Metkovich. Batting third. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Finney. Batting seventh. The catcher, Roy Partee. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Skeeter Newsom. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Bowman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Joe Bowman. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting third. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting seventh. The catcher, Paul Richards. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Hoover. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ruf Gentry. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ruf Gentry. And now, play ball. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake takes first base on ball four. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a line drive into right field. Outlaw picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Outlaw. Lake goes all the way around to score. Metkovich moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Metkovich scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Finney for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fox. Mayo reaches second base with a double. Kramer moves to third. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kramer scores. Mayo scores. It's Red Sox, 2, Tigers, 2. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bowman picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Bowman. Wakefield moves to second. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom bunts towards the mound. Gentry fields it and throws to first for the out. Partee moves to second. One out. Joe Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman hits a fly ball into right field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Lake hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Partee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roof Gentry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Metkovich hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gentry fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Mayo strikes out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. York hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabor hits a fly ball towards left. Wakefield settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Wakefield. Tabor moves to second. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-1 in the game. Finney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tabor. The throw from Richards and he is out, Higgins applying the tag. Two outs. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Partee hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Kramer. Partee reaches second base with a double. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-0 in the game. Newsom takes first base on ball 4. Joe Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowman hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Kramer, who is chasing the ball. Bowman reaches third base with a triple. Partee scores. Newsom goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Lake hits a line drive into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Outlaw is hit by the pitch. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0-for-1 in the game. Richards hits a line drive towards third. Tabor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoover hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Metkovich strikes out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-2 in the game. Tabor hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Roof Gentry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gentry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Mayo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kramer moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Kramer moves to third. Mayo moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. York takes first base on ball 4. Kramer scores. Mayo moves to third. Higgins moves to second. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wakefield hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 7-4, Tigers. Pinky Woods now pitching. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Outlaw hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Metkovich. Outlaw reaches second base with a double. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0-for-2 in the game. Richards hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoover hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-2 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Gentry covering, for the out. One out. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Partee hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Roof Gentry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gentry is called out on strikes. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Mayo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kramer moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Lazor pinch hits for Pinky Woods. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lake takes first base on ball 4. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Clem Houseman now pitching. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. York hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houseman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Outlaw hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 3 in the game. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0 for 3 in the game. Richards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0 for 3 in the game. Hoover hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roof Gentry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gentry is called out on strikes. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hoover. The throw from Partee and he is out, Lake applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 3 in the game. Finney hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Mayo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Partee takes first base on ball 4. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Newsom strikes out. Two outs. Jim Butcher pinch hits for Clem Houseman. Jim Butcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butcher hits a ball on the ground towards first. York fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.